The White Rabbit put on his spectacles.
Where shall I begin, please, Your Majesty?
He asked.
Begin at the beginning,
the King said gravely.
And go on till you come to the end, then stop.
These were the verses the White Rabbit read.
They told me you had been to her and mentioned me to him. She gave me a good character, but said I could not swim. He sent them word I had not gone. We know it to be true. If she should push the matter on, what would become of you? I gave her one, they gave him two. You gave us three or more. They all returned from him to you, though they were mine before. If I or she should chance to be involved in this affair, he trusts to you to set them free exactly as we were. My notion was that you had been, before she had this fit, an obstacle that came between him and ourselves and it. Don't let him know she liked them best, for this must ever be a secret kept from all the rest between yourself and me.
That's the most important piece of evidence we've heard yet,
said the King, rubbing his hands.
So now let the jury...
If any one of them can explain it,
said Alice. She had grown so large in the last few minutes that she wasn't a bit afraid of interrupting him.
I'll give him sixpence. I don't believe there's an atom of meaning in it.
The jury all wrote down on their slates, she doesn't believe there's an atom of meaning in it, but none of them attempted to explain the paper.
If there's no meaning in it,
said the King,
that saves a world of trouble, you know, as we needn't try to find any. And yet, I don't know.
He went on, spreading out the verses on his knee and looking at them with one eye.
I seem to see some meaning in them, after all. Said I could not swim. You can't swim, can you?
He added, turning to the knave. The knave shook his head sadly.
Do I look like it?
He said, which he certainly did not, being made entirely of cardboard.
All right, so far,
said the King, and he went on muttering over the verses to himself.
We know it to be true. That's the jury, of course. I gave her one, they gave him two. Why, that must be what he did with the tarts, you know.
But it goes on. They all returned from him to you,
said Alice.
Why, there they are,
said the King triumphantly, pointing to the tarts on the table.
Nothing can be clearer than that.
Then again, before she had this fit.
You never had fits, my dear, I think,
he said to the Queen.
Never,
said the Queen furiously, throwing an inkstand at the lizard as she spoke. The unfortunate little Bill had left off writing on his slate with one finger, as he found it made no mark, but he now hastily began again, using the ink that was trickling down his face as long as it lasted.
Then the words don't fit you,
said the King, looking round the court with a smile. There was a dead silence.
It's a pun,
the King added in an angry tone, and everybody laughed.
Let the jury consider their verdict,
the King said for about the 20th time that day.
No, no,
said the Queen.
Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
Stuff and nonsense,
said Alice loudly.
The idea of having the sentence first.
Hold your tongue,
said the Queen, turning purple.
I won't,
said Alice.
Off with her head,
the Queen shouted at the top of her voice. Nobody moved.
Who cares for you?
Said Alice. She had grown to her full size by this time.
You're nothing but a pack of cards.
At this, the whole pack rose up into the air and came flying down upon her. She gave a little scream, half of fright and half of anger, and tried to beat them off, and found herself lying on the bank with her head in the lap of her sister, who was gently brushing away some dead leaves that had fluttered down from the trees onto her face.